From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. Burmese pythons eat everything from marsh rabbits to otters to alligators. WLRN's Kate Stein reports that wildlife officials have a new weapon in their fight, snake trackers from India.
Romulus Whitaker has been translating for the trackers, who speak Tamil. He says Vadivel Gopal and Masi Sadien want to rename the pythons after their experiences tracking in Florida.
And how do you say python again?
Malaypambu.
Malaypambu?
Malaypambu. Malay is mountain and pambu is snake, but there's certainly no mountains in Florida. Actually, they were thinking we should call it Tanipambu because Tani means water.
Whitaker says the trackers think the pythons spend a lot of time in water. They've had trouble finding shedded skins and scat, snake poop, on land. The Everglades geography has also presented other challenges.
We're hunting mostly in limestone areas, and there's very few snake tracks to be seen in the limestone.
The pair has caught more than 30 pythons, including a 16-footer weighing 166 pounds. They've met local trackers and explored American treasures, like the Everglades and Walmart. Whitaker says they say they'll tell their families about those adventures, but they'll mostly talk about the challenges. The trackers return to India this week, where they'll resume their careers catching cobras and vipers for antivenin. I'm Kate Stein in Miami.
The Florida League of Cities expects monumental struggles during this year's legislative session in Tallahassee. The league's chief concern is a sweeping House proposal to preempt nearly all local business regulations. Assistant General Counsel David Cruz says the proposal turns the traditional notion of home rule on its head.
We believe this has been one of the most egregious attacks on home rule powers that has been filed by the Florida legislature. The bill, as drafted, is extremely broad.
For example, Cruz says the measure would allow a city to bar homeowners from using leaf blowers in the small hours, but not lawn service companies. The bill by Republican Randy Fine of Palm Bay is being fast-tracked. This is WLRN News. I'm Luis Hernandez.